Yeah, definitely relieved. Anytime you win, it's awesome. It's incredible to be 6-3 and in this position. But there's a lot of stuff we got to fix offensively. We had a big touchdown on special teams by Corey and that squad, and defense bailed us out twice and gave us two opportunities late. I thought they played unbelievable all game, just like they have all season. So when they set us up, we got to be able to capitalize and score and put games away.
Did you tell early on they were going to bottle up the run game?
Yeah, that's kind of that's a bit of Gus's MO, is put eight guys in the box as much as possible and make you throw it, So we got to find ways to create running lanes for the backs. But I thought we had some good stuff down the field. I thought some wide receivers made some good plays getting open and making catches. Just got to obviously not turn the ball over, make those two throws, and be more consistent.
Of all the crazy, wacky games you've been a part of, where does this one rank?
That's up there for sure. Yeah, that may be the face mask to win the game, but that one, that's incredible. I think it's something that's pretty cool, because I think if that happens, if any of those things happen, if half of those things happened 2 years ago, we fold and it's over. So I think to have the type of guys in the locker room that we have now, the leadership, the guys to be able to overcome adversity, overcome mistakes, overcome turnovers, penalties, and do all that and still win a football game is pretty impressive.
That touchdown drive you had, you get it to 14, all passes, took them down the field.
Yeah, I thought that was a big drive for us. That was kind of, we were stagnant really until that point, and then kind of after as well. So we were able to get one drive. Give credit to them. I thought they did a good job defensively. They got some good players over there, and we're ready to go. But we were able to get one drive, and we had some others rolling. Those two turnovers, two picks I threw, I can't throw those balls. So we got to, take those away, and we'll be all right.
Was it tough to refocus after the second?
It sucks, and you sit there and you think about it, and all you can think about is why would you throw that, and you want it back, and a do-over, and then all of a sudden somebody makes a play and we get a fumble, and then somebody makes a play and we get a pick. So it's incredible what our defense is doing, what they've done all season long.
When you had running all day, now on that touchdown you had the play action, how tempted were you to take off and run?
Yeah, it was close. I thought about it a couple times. It would have been a race to the pylon, and there was, I think, somebody running with Keese, and anybody even with Marquise, he's probably going to pull away eventually. So it was just a matter of buying time and letting him get across, because he was going to win eventually.
Did you see Hearns crawling up the field?
Yeah, I think it speaks to not only his toughness, but I think how smart of a football player he is. He was able to recognize the situation that we were in. Knowing that we had no timeouts, I think, at the moment, and that, he had to get off the field. And then Jadon Mickens comes in and picks up, a big catch and moves the chain. So, I think Hearns, his toughness and, his football IQ, kind of never ceases to amaze me.
Can this be a breakthrough for this team to do a lot of poor things but still survive and grind one
out? I think so, for sure. I think, kind of like we said, there's penalties, there's turnovers, there's all kinds of stuff that I think in years past this team has not been able to overcome. And, I think that kind of shows the type of locker room and the type of team we have and how different it is. For those guys to pick me up after those turnovers and make some plays and get turnovers themselves, that's pretty awesome.
Mike, what's your reaction as a teammate when you get 20 penalties that really hurt?
Yeah, it's tough. I think you got to be situationally aware and kind of, I guess not when to do it and when not to. But I would never want to take any of those guys' emotion and passion away from how they play the football game. And sometimes stuff like that happens. We got to be a little bit smarter in critical situations and stuff like that. But when those things happen, I love when those guys do that and get fired up and do things like that. We just got to be smart about it.
Blake, I know you lost Westbrook earlier in the year, obviously, and Allen Robinson. What's it been like to you as a quarterback to try to not only overcome those losses but try to piecemeal whatever offense that you can as this 2017 season has unfolded?
Yeah, it's been a challenge. Like those two guys you said, anytime you're not playing with those two guys, we've all seen what Allen Robinson's capable of doing. We've talked about it before. He goes down, that's a lot of production that's lost. And Didi with his ability as well, not being out there. So I think it's a tribute to Nathaniel Hackett and what he's been able to do in the offensive staff schematically and scheming things up to get guys open. And then that room has taken, it's taken it on themselves, and the running backs and tight ends have helped out as well. So it's been a group effort with those two guys not out there to be able to kind of keep the pass game rolling.
Much less the fact that you're 6-3.
Right.
Despite what you had to go through a year ago, goes at 2016.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a group effort. It's their room, the wide receiver room, picking that slack up, the running backs making plays, tight ends making plays, and offensive line protecting. And then, you know, when we're not really clicking or rolling offensively, it's defense and special teams that are rolling and picking us up. Not a whole lot. You know, everything they did, stuff that we've seen before. They did some different things, set in the front, away from Sadie's, which usually people don't do. So it's just little things like that that we adjusted to.
Oh, last one here on the left.
How did you think Josh and Cam did today handling Bosa and Ingram?
Yeah, I think everybody knows how good those two guys are, and their skills as pass rushers, and I thought we did a really good job. I thought Josh stepped up and played extremely well. I thought Cam, did an unbelievable job, kind of holding those two guys, kind of keeping them at bay with the backs and tight ends helping on the outside, and then guys getting open and winning quick, was kind of the key.
When the crowd was
last one, guys.
It's awesome. It's something that hasn't always been that way in the past and something that we wanted to kind of bring back. Coach Coughlin came up here and talked to us at the beginning of the season and talked about back when he was here, the support and how the city was when, they were rolling. So that's something that, we talked about last week a little bit. We want to make sure that this is an advantage when we come play in Jacksonville in front of our fans. And, they've been incredible, I thought, all day, like you said.
Thank you.